Okay, here we go. Okay, five. Actually, I'll go like this because I'm doing my intro. Okay. So, okay, here we go.
Which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about intangible things because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit.
The world championship, it's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side.
Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We got a great podcast for you today for this Tuesday, January 11th, 2010. We have in the house a famous actor by the name of Cary Tagawa. I'm sure you've heard of him. Maybe a lot of people know him. All the way back from Planet of the Apes to Rising Sun to, of course, now he is on Hawaii Five-0, a big role there. We're going to be chatting with him, getting to know him a little bit, and talk story with Cary today. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach us by giving us a call at 1-800-843-8771. We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be checking in with Cary in just a couple of seconds. Just want to let you know we're actually going to be taking live telephone calls today. So if you have a question for Cary, just give us a call at 1-808-237-5262. So we're going to check in with him in just a second. We'll be right back after this.
Global warming is a problem.
Problem.
It's a problem.
I wanted to do something to become more energy efficient.
To protect the environment.
To protect the future.
So I turned to Energy Star for help.
Energy Star is helping me be part of the solution.
Everyone can join the fight against global warming. Go to energystar.gov to learn what you can do.
Together.
Together.
Together, we can all make a difference.
Aloha and welcome back. And we are here today with our special guest. Boy, this is in your way, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, our special guest today. His name is Cary Tagawa. Cary, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
You have a lot of guts coming in here.
Oh, I have a lot of guts in my life anyway.
So yeah, I understand. You know, a lot of people have been asking me, how did we get a hold of you? How did we meet you? And we honestly met because we have a mutual friend who's on Twitter. Of all places. And I want to kind of start with that to talk a little bit about Twitter and how Twitter has changed things for people who are actors, such as yourself. Do you find it's changed things for you a little bit in how you communicate with...
It has. I find myself in the minority of actors that enjoy communicating with audiences. I think there's... it's sad that... what Hollywood does is give you a big buffer or a wall between people, you know, between your fans. And if you choose to, you can hide out and just let publicists and sort of media define who you are.
That's the big important point. Now it sort of equals the playing field.
Right.
Nobody can say anything about you without you being able to respond instantly.
That's it.
Are you using Twitter like that?
I am. And actually, I've been using Facebook much more over a longer period of time. I just started tweeting. And with the episode of Hawaii Five-0 was the first time that I really got to experience what the energy was about. It was amazing.
You brought it up, Hawaii Five-0. This is an amazing series here for us here in Hawaii. It's done a lot to give us exposure. We're going to talk a little bit about travel, of course, because that's what we do here. But tell us about how you got involved with Hawaii Five-0 this time.
Well, it's slightly karmic that I was up for the role of Chin-ho. That Chin-ho, the character Chin-ho, was actually written for a 50-year-old guy. And it would have made sense in all the youth that we have on this show to have one sort of grounding energy. Of course, they chose to go another direction and much younger. It looks like there's going to be a new character coming on, and he's also going to stay young. So to not have gotten the part, I was coming in for a reading and was told, never mind.
Never mind. Next time.
So it was interesting we got the call to come play a character. Expected to, certainly.
Do you still feel rejected after all these years when something like that happens?
No, not at all. Rejection, you know, this is one job where most of the time you're rejected.
Yeah, you're rejected. I mean, that's part of the success of it. I mean, to really be successful at this, you've got to get rejected a lot. You got to, you came here and you were doing an actor's workshop, right?
Right.
Wasn't that one of the topics that came up about rejection? And
And that's why I really always recommend that you study acting for the sake of acting, for the art of acting, and not to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just too much pressure. The odds are so low that if you want to really hurt yourself or not feel good about yourself...
That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
So getting back to Y5O a little bit. So you didn't get the role of Chin Ho, which of course went to
Daniel.
And the show is skewing a lot younger. Right? But then again, there's this whole generation of people like me, old guy like me, who really love the show and are enthusiastic about it. So I think, are the writers missing something here by not bringing in the older actors, sort of to get more characters that we can relate to as older guys?
Well,
as the main characters?
You'll have to tell them if you don't.
right, exactly.
But I think that may be the importance of me showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is so young, it does take a certain kind of grounding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first time I saw the show, the speed of it and the cuts, and I definitely internet speed.
Right.
And so it's a great opportunity.
Right, people have, I always say that people on the internet have the attention span of a fly. I think that's true for television, too, with the, with the ability to click and change channels so often. We're going to open this up to questions. We have folks in the live chat that have some questions. So if you have a question, when I give out the telephone number, that's when you want to call, because we're not that sophisticated here. You're actually just going to call up live. So give us a couple minutes on that. And if you have questions for Carrie, just put them in the live chat, and we'll bring those questions directly to Carrie. So get involved with us, and we'll continue on here. We're just talking a little bit about the series and how that's changed, and how the actors would be relating more to, going older, skewing a little bit older. I don't know if that's possible. And especially, one of the things I wanted to ask you, that's where my question was going, is as a Japanese-American actor, has that been a challenge for you? I mean, are there a lot of roles?
There aren't a lot of roles, but then again, if I was blonde, blue-eyed, there'd be more roles and less chance of getting the job. So it's all a matter of perspective. It's worked for me to have less roles but have a shorter list when it comes to that role becoming available. And in that way, when I look back, it was very odd at one point. I recognized that I had an A-list studio film every 2 years like clockwork.
Wow.
In my career of 25 years. And the one cycle I missed was The Last Samurai. But other than that, every 2 years, I can expect to go to work.
So you just time it. You just put a little timer on. Maybe there's an iPad app for that or something, Remind me when my next movie is going to come.
Right.
Jeez, that seems pretty easy. I wish we were all so lucky. But your career span's just such a... you have an amazing career. I mean, it really is. 25 years. And what has really stood out for you? I mean, I know that's kind of like a crazy question, but I mean, what has really been the highlight of your career?
Well, it started out in a highlight. I seem to keep kind of outdoing my highlights, but to start out in The Last Emperor was an amazing situation. Mm-hmm. Work with Bertolucci, go to China, I get to be in a Bond movie. Then get to work with Sean Connery.
Wow. Classic.
It's been nothing but continuing sort of highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not over. I just turned 60 in January.
Wow.
No. I'm just kidding. It is September. I was thinking, no wonder I'm 60. I can't remember when my birthday
I stopped
was.
Counting a long time ago, too. I know how that goes.
Well, what really was a highlight is that Chinese cycles end in 60s. So... they say you live one lifetime in 60 years. So I just started my next cycle of 60s, another lifetime, and got to start over with a lot of new perspectives, taking care of a lot of old business. And I'm just too excited right now about what's coming.
What about China and what's happening in China? We're seeing a lot more films come out of China, and we're also seeing a lot of films and stuff being filmed here. What do you see happening, or do you know anything happening in that front with China and the filmmaking? They seem to be making a lot more films there.
They do, and they've recognized that certainly as they move more on to the greater world, that it's important. Films are one of the best ways to share your culture,
mm-hmm.
and to share your own, you know, your heart, your mind. And you know, one thing that I think we have to keep in mind about China, it's hard to pass judgment on anything negative about China until you've been to China and you've really seen what that experiment is. The greatest thing that I got when we shot Last Emperor was the opportunity to really understand that with so many people,
mm-hmm.
it just took
my
breath.
It's incredible.
When I saw that light turn green and the cars started moving, and the bicycles at that time in 1986, it just made me, you know, hold my breath. It just was amazing. So we don't know what politics, you know, what that is to live in a society like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you think that China's, you know, over five times the U.S. population.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, when you think of just the travel possibilities, too. Yeah. But it's a different China now than it was in 86.
I think it's
a much more open. I mean, we were just back. I spent two trips to China in the last year, and I was just amazed at the openness there, where I thought, even though, you know, we couldn't get out, we couldn't tweet, we couldn't Facebook. But besides that, I was pretty impressed with the country, except for, you know, there's still a lot of poverty there. There's a big division between the poor, the really poor, and the people, the have and the have-nots there. And that's what's kind of tough to see. Because if you get off the beaten path into some of these other streets, you see how poor the country is and just how much they are suffering. A lot of people suffering there.
Yeah.
So hopefully just the awareness, the modernization, the filmmaking, all of that brings awareness. And I hope that's going to help the people of China, you know, be more free. Basically.
And I hope for Americans it'll help us come more in contact with a part of us that is open, that we used to be really open.
Right, exactly.
And certainly by experiencing China through film, I hope will help do that.
Let's take some questions for folks for Carrie. So if you'd like to give us a call right now at 808-237-5262. And we'll put you right up on the air here with a question. And also, if you're in live chat, we can also answer questions. There's a Kalani is in here, and he says that he loved you in The Last Emperor, rather.
Mm.
And wanted you to elaborate a little bit about that.
Yeah, it being my first film, just the interview process was quite an ordeal in that I was so nervous. And I'd read for all the Japanese parts, which we know is probably one of the worst movies to be a Japanese character in. But each time that...
Why?
The Japanese have a little problem
with quirkiness?
Japanese
oh, really?
History.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. They don't know their own history.
During the war.
Oh, okay.
During the war. And so each time that he would, you know, ask me to read another part, I thought it was because I did so bad. He just wanted to hear me. Like what I could do with different roles.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, when it came to reading for the part that I got, the Chinese eunuch, I thought I had just blown it so bad because I had probably read eight different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I found out later, it's just a natural process trying to find what's right. And I was so nervous by the time I read for the role. My hand was shaking. The paper was making noise. He said, throw it away. You're an actor. And I thought, you know what? I have nothing to lose. So I threw the paper away, and I just relaxed and acted like a dad talking to their kid, and he loved it. And the whole China experience, you know. Mm. For what I knew was going to be one of the top 10 directors in the world, China, I almost said, like, how much do I have to pay?
Right. I know. That it would be worth it.
And for what we experienced there, if I had never done another film in my career, I would have a sense of fulfillment. Of having been
well, it certainly has. I mean, audiences just really respond to that character. Mm-hmm. Once again, give us a call. Whoever just called, call back 1-800-207-5262. We'll put you on with Carrie. Any other questions that you have here, just give us a call or write in. Talking a little bit about, I read somewhere, I guess, because there's so much stuff on you on the internet, that your real passion is for healing.
Yeah.
That you really started out as a healer.
Right.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, I had the great misfortune.
All right, let's take this call first. Let's do that. Okay, hi. Who do we have here?
Hey, this is still on the other room. Sorry,
good.
Terry.
Good, good. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Terry.
How's it?
I'm just wondering if you're from Hawaii. Have you ever been to Hawaii? Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Are you from here? Have you lived here?
Yeah. My dad's a local boy from Molokai. Was born on Molokai and then raised in Honolulu in Kalihi, went to Farrington. So can't get any more local than that, yeah.
I know.
And so I was raised local style. He was a lifer in the Army, so all our...
I noticed how you just went right into your pigeon.
Yeah, because I was raised that way. That really raised local style, really traditional, old school local style. And we were raised in Louisiana, Texas, North Carolina, all Army posts, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I knew there was a local connection there. Wow.
Yeah, totally. And I missed actually being born in Hawaii by 2 years. My brother was born Tripler, yeah. So I would have been local boy. but really my heart and my soul is absolutely here. And my purpose is to come and create teaching programs for kids. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about that. But social network, I want to make my own social network. And, just share.
Right on.
Yeah.
You don't pigeon there, right on.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in, Kalani. If you have a question, give us a call, 808-237-5262. Let's talk about that. You started your own social network?
Yeah, it's back in 96 when I heard about the internet. It wasn't that early, but... For the impact, I started getting into it, made my own website. I thought, you know, someday it's going to be possible to have my own network. And the first thing that came to mind was that I could broadcast my own movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and as we know, it's now possible.
Mm-hmm.
To a group, your fans.
You right.
know? And so the social network would be certainly fan-oriented. But on top of that, with the healing that that I do, I want to teach the healing. Excuse me, and teach acting. It'll be the first online acting class by a working actor.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then the third part would be sports training. I've been developing workouts and a whole different philosophy for sports, proven by martial arts principles. One of the greatest things about martial arts is the understanding of the body and how it moves.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, I think that's why we have so many athletes that are getting hurt today, because they don't know what that movement is. They don't train for movement, they train for physical strength. Now we got the core, and so certainly that adds to strength concepts, but we haven't put quite yet together the concepts of flexibility in a practical, functional way for athletes who have to constantly be changing direction, you know, called chaotic movement. This is what the system is dedicated to. But
is that the chin system that you're...
This is the ninja sports.
Oh, the ninja sports,
yeah.
Okay.
And in that, the greatest part of the principle is to really bring respect back to the art of sports. Mm-hmm. Really, everything is an art to me, and I think we've lost that part of it.
I agree
respect,
with you.
You know, where... It's so much lack of respect and so much intentional harming of, you know, of your opponent that it's unwatchable for me. It's very rarely that I watch any sporting.
It's gotten so commercialized too. Yeah. You know, I agree with you, but I'm really interested in this. I don't know. Have you ever heard of Kali?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Is it similar to Kali? I mean, Kali is more not of a martial art, but it's more of a system. You know, a system of movement, a system of way of movement. That I started trying to do that with a friend of mine and running out of, because he's in such better shape than me, you know, he's in great shape, and I work out every day too, but this was just way too much, and I wanted to get into talking a little bit about sports and stuff like that as well. Let's go to the phones and say hi. Who do we have on the line?
I think we've lost it.
Hello?
Three?
Yes.
Hi, this is Kalei.
Yeah, hi, Kalei. Your question?
Okay, so is Terry there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Aloha.
Okay, hi, Terry. Aloha. I'm a big fan. You're very versatile, and I love you. My question, though, is, I know you're doing the acting and everything, but my question actually is with you being a sports medicine, and I'm a wannabe athlete. I train all the time, and I'm almost your age. I'm 3 years younger than you, and my knee, always is giving me a hard time, so I find myself icing my knee a lot at night.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if you have some kind of a magic mushroom or a magic thought or a magic stretch that I can do that can help me endure without these knee pains.
Yeah, it's as magical as breath is, truly. And so to have something that we use so little, I want you to think about this. If, in fact, the breath feeds every cell in your body, and it's also responsible for getting rid of the toxins, of metabolism, if you have a system that brings in fresh energy, gets rid of the poisons, then we need to pay more attention to the breath, because that's the number one key ingredient that we're missing today in sports training altogether.
Yeah.
You know, for the toxin buildup, for the lactic acid buildup, they determined almost 40 years ago when I first started looking into sports medicine, sports training, lactic acid is equal to oxygen debt. To say that if you breathe more, the chance for cramping is less. If you breathe more, it will allow your whole body to open, be fed properly, get rid of those toxins. And on top of that, it also creates the heat from the breath. You probably never heard this before. I believe that the lungs are the number one circulatory organ in the body. That if you increase your lung capacity, they say average person uses 15%. So we have 85 to 90% energy available. Imagine what that could do for any of your sports performance. Yeah. Now, the problem with the knee is that when you have knee problems, we immediately start to address the knee. But martial arts kind of theory, Eastern medicine, the perspective to me is about the fact that the knee is right in between the hip joint and the ankle joint. So in the hip joint, you got the biggest joint in the body, the biggest set of ligaments around the body, and when they're not flexible enough, they tighten up. That's why the lower back. So if the largest ligament system is tight, then it's going to put more pressure on the knee. So relieving pressure in the knee has a lot to do with getting your hip joint stretch, you know, flexor kind of stretches. Then on top of that is to open up your ankles and open up the feet. Are you running mostly or
paddling?
Paddling.
I paddle, but I do run a little bit, but I do more on the elliptical now because that's a little bit easier on my joints.
Yeah. So you think about that with the openness of a hip that is tight from paddling, and then from the running with your feet sort of locked up. If you open up the ankle and you open up the hip, whatever stretches you can do to open up the ankle and the hip, automatically, because it's going to take the pressure off the knee. And then on top of that, by using the breathing and you're creating so much more circulation, you're going to be feeding the muscle to relax, to release. So any pressure on the knee is all the tight muscles, in the quad, in the hamstring, in the hip joint. Then we start by releasing that, but you got to breathe. Are you paying attention to breathing while you stretch?
Well, I thought I was, but I will definitely try to concentrate more on it. And I just started taking a few more yoga classes, so okay. I think that might help as well.
Well, that will help in the motion, but the thing that will take it to the next level is the concentration and focus on the breath. So if you think of it this way, from now on, breathing is the basic exercise. The movements of, the yogic movements and regular kind stretches are the support of the real exercise, which is breath. So you just constantly keep increasing your breath, and you'll find that your range of motion and the tension will release a lot better.
Oh, wow. So that's not a magic bullet, but a lot of great suggestions about how to... Sorry about that, Clay. Cut her off there a little bit. But how to handle... these injuries, these sports injuries. Are you injury free?
I am injury free.
And it's because it's really the breath, because that's so much part of it. Like we were just talking about Kali and all of the martial art is like controlling your breathing, getting your breathing right is paramount to the whole thing.
Absolutely. I want to thank Kalei for that.
Yeah, that was a good question, Kalei. Thank you very much.
We can talk to you again another time.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. 1-808-237-5262. Just a few more moments remaining with Cary Tagawa, actor, just all-around great human being here with us today, sharing some thoughts and ideas. So give us a call right now if you want to speak to him. And if you have a question, feel free to put it right here in the live chat. So all of this coming together for you, you're really about helping people learn about themselves and learn about, what about nutrition? I saw you eating a malasada a little while ago.
You know,
everything in moderation, is that how it works?
It is, and also I have to blame it on my manager publicist. I don't know.
Same thing happens to me. They bring them. I can't refuse them.
Well, everywhere we've been going eating, I've been eating stuff I don't eat. And got like desserts. My God.
I know. It's hard to stay away from that stuff, isn't it?
I thought I was going to come to lose weight and work out here, and it's just been the opposite.
Have you worked out since you've been here?
You know.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to get you
raining,
out.
But I've been breathing, and that's the biggest part. You know, if we leave you with one thing today, it's just that breathing is a key to our health, absolutely. And you can breathe without working out, but if you make breathing the workout, you have the greatest amount of benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great way to end it. In fact, let's get some more information. How can people get in touch with? Of course, by Twitter, CH Tagawa,
right?
On Twitter, and then you have your Facebook page. And how can people reach you?
Through the Facebook, and one is Hiroyuki Tagawa.
Mm-hmm.
Other is Cary Hiroyuki Tagawa's fan site.
Right.
And that's about the best way so far. Mm-hmm. I'll be having a live broadcast on February 3rd.
Okay.
From the website, CaryHiroyukiTagawa.com.
Oh, great.
And we'll be putting that more out on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, good, good.
So we're going to have a free hour of presenting the new social network.
Okay, so that we can learn more about the social network and how you're connecting people with that.
Right.
So that's the best way to stay in touch with them. And of course, we'll make all of this available on our blog and our podcast page. I know Catherine's here today. She's going to be doing a whole blog about this, so you can catch all of this information on the blog. You can also catch the replay on our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. And Hiro, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you. That on that first broadcast on the 3rd, we're going to do two broadcasts that are free. And one is, you can't block people who are not from Hawaii, but it has a real message for my Hawaii vision.
Oh, wow.
So really gearing it for locals. And
can you share with us a little bit of what the Hawaii vision is? That's important.
I'm very clear that because we're so isolated here, it's hard for us to understand who we are.
Yes.
You know, and it's so clear from people that come from outside how special Hawaii is, obviously. And it's been overworked, certainly, in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. But for the people who live here, I wanted to create the social network as a way to define ourselves, identify ourselves. I really feel that the Hawaiian culture especially is certainly a culture that can lead us in this 21st century by bringing more attention to people as humans rather than just business vehicles or ego vehicles.
Wow. So this sounds fantastic. This sounds just so amazing. I'm really excited about that, and I look forward to hearing that and seeing more about that.
I just want to leave you with this one part, Hawaiian Sesame Street.
Hawaiian Sesame Street. Yeah. Is that what it's going to be?
That'll be one of the programs, even for adults, to learn Hawaiian. I want Hawaiian to be
exactly
on this planet.
Wow, what a beautiful message, and just a great man, and we do appreciate you so much for stopping in with us. We didn't really talk a lot about travel, but I think people get the idea.
I can come back.
And you come back. There we go. We'll have him back again. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Hiro for joining us, and you can catch him all over the place, and we'll be keeping a good watch on your things, and looking forward to hearing so much more about what you're doing. That's going to do it for this edition of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. Want to remember to tune in again on Friday. Remember, on Friday we do podcast listener questions. So if you have any questions or you're working on an itinerary, you need some help with it, you can get that to me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. For my beautiful wife, Ya Ling, for all of us here at hawaii-aloha.com, and I want to make a special thank you to Lisa. I always mess up her last name. Lisa... Limo? Molyneux, Lisa Molyneux, who is Kailua Lisa, who was kind enough to introduce me to Hiro and help me so much to get him in the studio today. So we'll see you again on Friday, and until then, we'll say aloha and mahalo. Just press spot up on here.
Press the stop.
All right. That was so much fun. I could go on and on with you, but I didn't want to keep you too long, you know?
We have to have dinner.
Okay.
Yelling just, to have dinner.
Okay.
She just came with the most amazing idea that you would just love.
Yeah.
But we need to sit down and dinner and talk about it.
Okay.
Because she actually has just amazing.
We're having dinner now?
No, we need to find some time. So.
I don't want to scare you, but your levels weren't really moving during the
thing. I was worried about that. My levels were moving, but his weren't. Test 1, 2?
It didn't do that. It never got past 18.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Because
well, I've got the audio from the from this.
Okay.
So, and I can tweak it.
Okay.
Should be okay.
I forgot what the signal for. You got no sound.
Well, there's nothing we could have done anyway. I can't get up. It's live.
Yeah.
Peek?
Yeah, sure. This is the studio.
I see you from your from that side.
Yeah, sit there and
oh,
you can see.
Oh, look at that! I'm on. Not anymore. Thank God. But
yes, I want to take a couple pictures. Let me take a couple pictures with Hiro. There's just so many ways to go with you. I mean, you've got so many things.
Okay, you want that picture where? The bottom.
Yes. Yeah, Okay, you guys, what'd you think? How did we do? Oh, where are we going to do dinner? We're going to go to dinner in... they heard you saying dinner. Ask us where we're going to dinner. There's Lisa. See, there you are. You're in the shot. Well, you can come say hi.
No, I don't. Who are you talking to?
Just the audience.
Oh, that's okay. I will be over here. We're heading out of here. I am the silent person behind. Just figure out a place. But
this worked out good. I got to find out what idea she has. It's
amazing, actually.
Yeah.
And he will love it, and it will be your business. And I mean, just
right. Really okay. Okay. We'll discuss it.
Okay.
We'll discuss amongst ourselves.
We just different in the rooms.
Okay. Dinner at 8.
Okay.
Was it a good show, Kalei? Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you again. Great seeing you.
Yeah. Okay.
You were great in that commercial, by the way.
Thanks.
I saw you last night. I said that's creepy.
What was that?
She was in a commercial for a thank you. Thank you.
Have a good.
We'll see you later. Yeah.
I can't.
A great idea.
I don't know, maybe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I'm leaving, but
make sure you got
what you got in there. I'll maybe write some notes real quick. Okay. But I wanted to ask you about, do you have just your business card?
Oh, that's right, yes. We want to get your business cards, right? What do you want to say on your business card? Because it'll look like this.
I don't...
Do you want it to say, what do you want to say, writer, blogger? What do you, just send me the information that you want on it.
Okay.
But that's the business card looks like, yeah.
Okay, because I think Cindy said that when I go into some, no, I'm going to keep this.
Okay. All right, so just let me know what you want.
I don't know. When I go into certain stores and I want to,
I
want to show my legitimacy.
Why don't we make you a press pass? We have press passes that we can make. Cindy didn't tell you about those, right?
No.
See, they look like this. Where's my press pass? We can make our own press passes.
Look at that.
No, that's not it.
No, but are you going to the Sony Open, or was that from
last year? We have press pass.
Okay.
I can make you one.
I believe.
But I'll need a picture.
Okay, I'll take you a picture.
And then, it's, you know what, press passes are issued by the radio station or the television station, whoever it is. The problem is that, you know, if you say you're from NBC, you're KHNL, everybody knows who that is, but who knows about the Hawaii Vacation Blog? So we just say Hawaii National Aloha TV, Hawaii Aloha TV. But it works. I put it on, and nobody says press. It just says press. Nobody even... You know, for just so you look like you have credentials.
Right.
But you're a freelance writer, and you should have just as much access, you know, as a reporter as anybody else. But good luck getting it.
Yeah, well, I don't think
I
want to go that far. You know, hard to tell, but anyway, this would help a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't know you were out of work, so let's try to figure out if there's any work for you. You can do that.
I hope I can.
Yeah,
I think I can.
You're a jack of all trades.
I sell Hawaii constantly.
Right. There's a position I opened here for another assistant. And so when that happens, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah, we need an assistant. Only has one. We need one of them. Things are getting really crazy this year, especially.
No, I need two. One for Chinese, one for English.
You should just hire a Chinese one, too. Is that what you're talking about? Then we'll go to the cross-border China market.
Not only this.
He could be the spokesman.
Not only this.
Okay.
I'm more than that.
Okay, because it's networking. These guys are so
nice. I don't know
what that's about.
Just give me a
school.
No. Just give me a school. He tried to hire Lisa to be his agent.
Married.
Because they know each other for a long time. And he said, you know, it's a time to everybody. Don't get my money. Like, you... worry about my well-being, worry about do I hold a right hand. And Lisa, because what for Lisa told you, he do the fair management for her. Then we put them, you know, travel, business, and And so...
And we shut them. Yeah, you bet. Keep talking. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, guys. That was just a great interview. I could have kept him longer, but I could tell that he needed to leave, so I wanted to stop it when I did. I hope that we got good enough video and audio. Yeah, and we got invited to dinner after, so we're going to go talk story with him some more. He's just a really nice guy. Very soft-spoken, you know. Very, he's got so many layers, you know? That's the other thing that I thought was very cool about the interview. I mean, so many topics that he's interested in that he knows about. Very, very, very interesting guy. And very, very laid back. And got lots of pictures. And this is the new set. What do you think of the new set? It's almost like the real thing that we used to have in the back. And the problem, you notice there's this thing right here. There's this black thing here. It's because of my camera compatibility. But, this is a pretty good key, actually. I mean, this looks like we're right on the water. So, you know. I know. I need to learn some of his ninja moves. You know, I was talking about that collie. You know, that collie is that martial art that I started doing. You run in the sand, and you do, it's more of a system than a martial art. And I need to get back to doing that, I think. But we had a huge audience. I think this was one of the biggest audiences we've had. At one point, I saw that we had like 80 viewers, 80 or 85 viewers. So that's pretty cool. So this will be the new set from now on. And then we'll still be able to go to the Creator Cam. And we have the introduction now that we didn't have before. So this introduction, if you didn't see it, here's the intro.
Which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit.
The World Championship, it's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side.
So that's why, you know, and so we'll be able to do those kinds of things. I'll be able to do, you know, Yaling. We'll be able to do more interviews with this because basically this is just a green screen behind us in the studio. Made it very simple. If any agents can log into live chat, lots of live chat requests coming in, just to let you know. But that was so much fun. Thank you, guys. We're going to head on out of here. You all have a great day. Ahuyo, and take care.